I had a loop which is going to keep calling repaint. So the first time, though, that the applet starts, the browser will automatically call paint. And so I have a method here called paint, which sets the background color to be black. Oh, on this thing, on the Mac, it didn't turn out black. I may have a different version of the example that I was actually showing on the Mac. Well, I know I do because it doesn't have Flickr, but very close. This is to set the background color, and in this version it was black. This is the actual drawing the background as a rectangle, which fills the entire browser, fills the entire applet part of the browser window. Then I have a loop from that goes through the integer values I equals 0 and 1 and calls for objects of 0 and for objects of 1 the method paint, which is going to paint the two rectangles. So I don't have so my paint method draws the background and then initializes the two rectangles in their current location. Now, every time around the loop, it calls repaint, which calls this method called update. Now, the applet has a definition of repaint, and it has a method called update. But I'm a child of the applet, so I can override the update method that the applet has with my own. And I write an update method, which draws the background to be black, and then loops through, and instead of just painting the two rectangles for each one, I call the move function, which updates X and Y and causes it to be repainted in a new location. So this is where the heart of the applet takes place, is that every time around the loop, this move function is called so that the two squares are drawn in a new location.